Another presidential debate comes up Tuesday, and the third and final one a week from tomorrow. Joining us is Ken Walsh, chief White House correspondent for U.S. News and World Report, and also author of the Presidency column. Well, Ken, you say Mitt Romney is finally trying to show his softer side.
Exactly. Well, a lot of his supporters have been waiting for this moment for a long time. They think he should have done this a long time ago. But he is out on the campaign trail talking more about his contacts with everyday people, how they've inspired him and motivated him, and talking more about his family. And this is really something that he's lacked. A lot of people have, as we've talked about before, have not had this personal connection to Romney, have not felt it, a lot of everyday voters. And now he's recognized that. And so I think you're going to see that for the rest of the campaign, probably also in the debate on Tuesday night.
Well, maybe it's working because the crowds are getting bigger for Romney appearances and the polls are indicating the race seems to be tightening.
That's right. It does. And especially in those battleground states that we've discussed so many times, including Ohio and Florida, Colorado, Iowa. But it's going to be a very close race, it still appears, and this debate is going to be important. You know, the first one, Romney did very well. It was very forceful and aggressive. President Obama seemed sort of listless and lackluster. I don't think that's going to happen again, and the signs we're getting from the Obama campaign, he's going to be much more sort of proactive and combative this time, and we'll see if that makes a difference.
Yes. Well, this last debate we had just a couple of nights ago certainly saw the vice president putting on quite a show in his debate with Paul Ryan.
Well, he did, and you know, it's interesting. The history of vice presidential debates are that they're great political theater, but it's really a sideshow. People cast their votes based on the presidential candidates, but it certainly was interesting political theater. Lots of times, interestingly enough, it's the late-night comedy shows, including Saturday Night Live, that have the final say on these things and in defining sort of who the caricatures of each side. And this time, the Saturday Night Live portrayal was that Biden sort of bombastic and Ryan sort of stiff and robotic. And that's the impression that a lot of people had initially. So I think it reinforces the base for each side, and the swing voters, I think, will cast their votes on the president.
All right. Good to talk to you, Ken.
Thank you.
That's Ken Walsh. He's the chief White House correspondent for U.S. News and World Report and author of the Presidency column.